So, Jesse, tell us something about how can a business in Fayetteville register with the city?
Well, they can start registering later this year. The actual program is implemented on September 1st. We're going to have everything up and running in our system to allow us to accept applications before that, because currently there is a certificate of zoning compliance license that are required for all businesses, and so we don't want to double someone up. And so we'll start accepting business licenses prior to September 1st, but the actual registration time frame is between September 1st and October 31st, and that would be every year. This year will be the first year that it's implemented, so everyone will register for the first time, and then beginning next year, you'll start renewing. So each business will renew if it already has one, or as businesses open, they will register for the first time.
Okay, so how much time or how much paperwork goes into registering your business with the city of Fayetteville?
Right now, it's just a one-page application. It's pretty basic information. It's asking you for, you know, the organization or business name, you know, the location, address and phone number, web address, you know, the business owner contact information for our police department, who currently is calling every business in the city to get emergency contacts. So when they have a burglar alarm or a fire alarm go off after hours, they have someone that they can contact to let them into a building. We have emergency contact information that we'll be asking for to help out with our dispatch department. And then the rest of the questions are fairly straightforward as far as the number of parking spaces that you have. Do you have a fire alarm system, sprinkler system? Do you store explosive materials? So it's pretty basic information, and it's all contained on one page.
So are the applications approved as soon as you get them, or does it take time to process them?
Yeah, after we receive each application, we'll process that in-house, and then once that's approved, we'll actually mail out a license to be displayed on the premises of the business, similar to a liquor license or a health department, you know, license that would be issued by another agency. You would simply display this on the premises for the public to be notified that you have registered. And we would mail that out after it'd be approved, and then every year as those are renewed, we would send out either a new license or some type of renewal sticker or some type of stamp to put on that existing license.
All right. How big does a small business have to be to register with the city? There are so many people who are starting their own businesses, ventures, maybe websites, blogs that they might profit off of. So is there a guideline?
Yeah, that's a large web to try to catch, and one of the bigger discussion points is how you cover all the various types of businesses, especially those that are operated out of the home now and on the internet. What we do exempt is minors. So if you're a babysitter and maybe do that as you're in junior high or high school, you're exempt. Religious entities, churches, and those types of institutions are exempted unless they operate a daycare. Several churches in the area have daycares or Mother Day Out programs, and those businesses of the church are not exempt, but the church operation itself would be. Property owners or people that own rental property, and actually there's a break depending on the number of units. So if you own three or less dwelling units and you're just an individual, then you would not have to register. But if you own more than three, or if you would, I mean, you know, any business, institution, corporation, LLC, LLP, partnership, nonprofit association, corporation, sole proprietorship, or other non-governmental entity with a physical address or which operates a legally permitted home occupation within the Fayetteville city limits, shall be required to file for the City of Fayetteville Business Registry and License. Based on that broad description, an internet-based business that is not considered a home occupation, that does not receive traffic, is not registered as an LLC or LLP, it's just John Doe, I sell on eBay, would not be required to register.
What are the details of how much do people have to pay? Where can they go to register? What are the deadlines?
Like I said, the registration time period every year is between September 1st and October 31st. And that's a fixed fee period. And so if you submit, so this year we would expect everyone to provide their business licenses prior to September 1st and up to October 31st, and we'll process them as they come in. And that fee will be $35 or $32 if you process that online. And, of course, you'll be able to go onto the city's website and go to a link that takes you to the business license application. You simply do a fill-in form, and that submits directly to us. We finish the processing part, and you do get a reduced fee on that. If you miss that deadline, you would fall into a late fee registration, and usually that's about an additional $3 for, you know, 1 month late, another $3 after that, and then I think it hikes maybe $11 if you're 3 months late. And that's the same for renewals. Every year you would renew your permit between September 1st and October 31st, and if you miss that period, that deadline, then you would be charged a late fee depending on when that was submitted. And then, of course, we have partial rates. You know, a new business may open up, and so if you opened up between March 1st and October 31st, you know, a mid-year registration, you'd get a reduced fee. I think it's $17 for a paper application and $15 for an online application. Home occupations are a reduced fee also. They pay $22 for the paper and $20 for the online. And then, you know, we also have sidewalk vendors in the city, which are actually under a separate ordinance and have their own registration fees.
I know we've talked about a few, but what are the benefits of registering your business with the city?
Well, two of the main ones is really, you can, you know, data, tracking data, the business types. The Chamber of Commerce was very interested in being able to obtain this information. Currently, we have no idea the number of businesses that we have in the city of Fayetteville. Obviously, we have some that come in and register. Not all of them do register. And so that's a large gap in the data, an important economic development data that you would want to have in your city, but we don't have right now. So we're hoping that we'll be able to provide that to the Chamber of Commerce from an economic development viewpoint. But also on the emergency response side, like I said earlier, the dispatch department for the police department actually calls each business every year to get emergency contact information. So if they respond to an alarm after hours, they want to contact that manager or business owner and hopefully get them down to the site and open up the doors for them so they don't have to, you know, break through a window or enter a building with, you know, not knowing maybe the type of materials inside. And so it's a real benefit to them to have that emergency contact information for after hours responses. And then also for our fire department, there's a lack of information on the number of buildings that have fire suppression systems or sprinkler systems that have fire alarms, you know, restaurants that do retrofits and include items that may, you know, increase the possibility of a fire, properties that store explosive materials. So there's just a lack of data from an economic side and from a public safety side, and we hope that this program will be a benefit to both.